Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Galatians chapter 1 and verse 4. Jesus gave his life for our sins, just as God our Father planned, in order to rescue us from this evil world in which we live. Every now and again, we hear about rescue missions. Brave soldiers are put down behind enemy lines, often in a low-flying helicopter, and they set some prisoners free. It's all very exciting and impressive. Here the Apostle Paul talks about us being rescued, and it sounds as if God is coming to transport us out of this world, but that isn't his purpose. His desire is to leave us in this world to do his work. What we need to understand is that the Jews thought in terms of two ages. There was this present evil age, and then there was the age to come. This present age is dominated by the devil and is characterized by sin, death, and brokenness. The age to come is marked out by love, harmony, and life. The age to come is what the New Testament writers refer to as eternal life. Because it has its roots in God, it cannot and will not come to an end. When Paul talks about the rescue mission that Jesus brings about through his death on the cross, he's saying that we are transported from one world to another. But for the time being, we stay exactly where we are. Our calling is to experience eternal life and to live for God amidst all the challenges and difficulties of a world that is firmly opposed to him. We might often wish that God would relieve us of all the pressures and brokenness of our sinful world. Having met Christ, we know that the world doesn't need to be like this. However, for now, our calling is to stay where we are and to serve God faithfully, encouraging and helping other people to have the experience of being rescued by Jesus. So let me ask you a question. In what ways have you experienced God's rescue through what Christ did for you on the cross? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for rescuing us. Help us to become increasingly eager to help others to find the eternal life which you offer. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. Bless you.
Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.